More business news now at the time at 10 to 8 with Conor Brophy.
Gavin, the FT reports this morning that EU competition regulators have begun a preliminary investigation into how Apple sells its iPhone handsets through mobile operators. According to documents which the FT says it has seen, the probe will look at whether Apple forces operators to buy a minimum number of iPhones and ties them into restrictive deals which have the potential to disadvantage its competitors. Now, about 13,000 people have either received or will shortly receive letters from financial institutions informing them of the outcome of a review prompted by the central bank into whether or not they were missold payment protection insurance. These are just the first tranche of such cases. 10 banks, building societies and product providers have worked through, which will likely result in refunds being paid to a significant number of people who should never have been sold PPI, as they would never have been eligible to claim under their policies. Frank Conway of the Irish Financial Review is with us now. Frank, what kind of people are affected here and who should be aware of this?
Well, broadly, anybody who bought the policy, they're looking at from 2007 forward, but anybody who may have been self-employed at the time, may have been a student, may have been on a temporary contract and work, may have had a precondition, an illness, for example. So those individuals who would not have qualified for the product, particularly people in temporary employment as well, would have been reviewed and not qualified for it. So if they'd gone on to claim even on the day they purchased the product, they wouldn't have actually got the claim successfully.
I suppose the other thing that we probably should highlight is that in a lot of these cases, these are insurance products that are kind of tacked on to something. You might not even be aware that you actually had payment protection insurance, but it's a little add-on that you may indeed be paying anyway.
Yeah, and it's often the case, you know, particularly with the likes of credit cards, for example, somebody has had it on there, they may come back and say, well, actually, I didn't realise what it was for. They may have forgotten what it's all about. But there'll often be claims in terms of whether or not they were pressured into buying these products, whether they felt that they weren't explained properly enough, or whether or not the institution had said to them that it was a precondition that they had to get it out. So these will be some of the reasons people will go back and claim. So there'll be three categories of claim. One, where they actually didn't qualify for getting the product at all. Second, where there might be an interpretation, whether or not they felt that they were pressured into it or it wasn't explained properly. And there'll be a third category where they were sold bona fide products, where they were legitimately qualifying for that product and where there was a genuine sale there.
This was a big issue in the UK, which obviously has prompted the regulator, the central bank here, to take action and to make the banks and other providers review what they've done. Can you rely now, do you think, on the institutions to contact you in a case where you might be entitled to a refund, or are there steps that you should take if you feel you might have been affected?
Well, I think that, again, in this case, there'll be three categories. First of all, the review process that's going on at the moment under the auspices of the central bank, that will complete and run its course, and the institutions that sold the product itself have to notify the individuals. Secondly, if somebody really feel that they qualify for a refund, they can still go back to the Financial Services Ombudsman's Office, the FSO, and query it there, and then go back to the provider. And then thirdly, there will be these what we call the broker type negotiators out there that are advertising quite aggressively online. And in some cases, some people may feel that they will go through these services. But I think a word of caution on those. Those are companies that are looking to take a little bit of the slice of the pie or of the refund off from the individual. So extreme caution on the last option. The first option is allow the central bank process to go through. If they feel that they have not gotten justice on that process, go back to the FSO office.
And if you do decide to pursue it on your own rather than going through, for example, a claims company, I mean, is it a difficult process? Is it something that an ordinary person with, you know, ordinary level of knowledge of financial institutions and products will be able to go through on their own?
Yeah, anybody with an ordinary level of knowledge, anybody who looks at their credit card statement, for example, and sees that there's this extra cost in there every month and feel that they didn't understand what it was all about, there is a process out there. They can still go back and query that with the provider themselves, and the providers are required to respond to those.
So at first instance, then you should go back to the institution that sold you this.
Correct. Absolutely, yep.
It's been a huge deal, as I said, in the UK, multi-billion pound compensation deals. What sort of refunds might people be entitled to here? What sort of level are we talking about?
It's a good question. I think, you know, the central bank is saying that it's too early to guess it. But if we look at the UK, the values have gone up. But on average, we're looking at between £2,000 and £2,500. So if that's a kind of a gauge to work on, you're looking at perhaps around the region of maybe €3,000, looking at the value of the policies paid from inception of the loan itself. So really, it's an open question. But one thing that has happened in the UK is originally banks were looking at maybe setting about £2.5 billion, £3 billion aside. It's now gone up to about £5 billion. So it's quite a significant problem over there, where they've gone through the normal process of reviewing it, and then individuals have come back and said, well, hang on a second, you know, I think I was probably missold this policy and here's why. So there are clear cases out there where people didn't qualify for them. there are grey area cases where people feel, well, I was pressured into buying this, or I didn't understand that it was included, or I should, or I had the option of going out and buying it myself. And then there's the non-contestable cases where people were clearly sold a policy that was legitimate and it was above board.
Frank Conway of the Irish Financial Review, thanks very much. And as I say, thousands of those letters will be arriving in the coming weeks. They're based on the time at which the policies were taken out and the completion of the review by the financial institutions. Finally, for now, in currency news, the euro trading at $1.29.3 and 85.5 pence sterling.
Thank you very much, Conor.